I'm here with Lois Pryor, who is working at the Love Your Tent site. Lois, you must have been on site a few days already.
I've been here since Sunday. Blazing every day.
Yeah, it's been amazing weather, hasn't it? Now, tell me, how long does it take to set up for the festival?
Oh, gosh, well, it takes us the full sort of 5 days, really, to set just our sites up. But if people are driving past the site, no, it takes weeks.
Weeks and weeks. You see the Harris fencing go up and then the loos arrive. Yeah.
And this year, because of the fine dry weather, they're really on it this year, which is good.
That's brilliant. Yeah, they haven't had any hold-ups. So how long have you been doing this? How many years?
So I've been working for the festival for 15 years this year.
My goodness.
Year. I know. Well, only 16.
Because it's 20 years this year, isn't it? It was 2003,
yes,
the first modern one, as it were.
Yeah, so we started all those 15 years ago. I worked for Eco Action Partnership, who I still work for, and we looked at the environmental management of the event. So we did environmental audits, carbon footprinting, and doing sort of marketing on sort of, you know, take your rubbish home, look after the place sort of thing.
So that's been going on a long time, hasn't it? Because often the press that the festival gets is that, you know, pictures of all the rubbish that gets left behind, but actually a lot of effort goes into making sure that's not the case, isn't it?
It really does. I mean, a lot's changed in those 15 years. So, I mean, things like rubbish picking, you know, all the stuff they serve and catering, you know, if you buy food on site, it's all in biodegradable plastics and stuff now. And the site is picked clean every night. So the main arenas are picked clean every night. They've got machines to do that. So our site plus... you got your like boutique camping, so you hire a tent if you like, and you come along, camp, and then leave the tent behind the next event, which is quite a common one. But what we do, because when we did the environmental audits all those years ago, was go at the campsites after the event, and you're quite right, a lot of people leave their tents behind. Because you're paying a couple of hundred quid for a ticket and £10 for a tent from Argos.
And particularly if it's been raining and your tent's covered in mud.
And it's just, you're not above to take it home, are you? So we set up, after the environmental audits we did, so waste was a huge issue, which it will be for any event anyway. And they were like, well, how can we actually make a difference? So they set up Love Your Tent, which is where you have a tent and you love it and you bring it back year after year. So it's your festival tent. And they give you the space and the means to sort of look after it. So Love Your Tent. You do have to pay for it, but you get your own pitch and you get posh toilets and live music and stuff. And the second site we have is called Respect, which is about respecting each other. And again, it's about looking after the site. And that one's free. You do have to pre-book, but you don't get anything special on site, if you like. And that's what's nice about that one is that like-minded people come together. And if like-minded people who want to look after the campsite, want to be in a nice, tidy place, we'll look after it together. And we have virtually no litter to pick in those sites.
Brilliant.
And it's fantastic.
And I know you're usually one of the first sites that's cleared up and ready to go home, aren't
you? Oh, yeah, 2 hours if that, really. Yeah. You know, nothing to pick up. You can go over the whole field and have less than half a bag of rubbish.
That's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And last question, do you at least get to enjoy the festival as well?
I try. I'm usually too tired. By Thursday night, I'm ready for bed.
And is there one band you're going to make a point of seeing?
Oh, it's got to be Robbie Williams, really, isn't it?
You've got to see Williams. You really do,
just the experience. Just to say I've seen him. Yeah, maybe never
brilliant.
Again, but
I've seen him. Have the most amazing festival.